tell us that the girl would have been out of the land even if you were given a call and told that you were going to have to do it?
I had to do a little bit of a whirlwind. Like, it's been so exciting since I got that call, and I'm just so happy to be here right now.
Hi, Emily. This is Amy Brennan.
Hi, Christine.
Hi, how are you? You, I'm sure, are hearing all the talk about your prospects, and I think there was an online poll that 25% of respondents believe you're going to win the Olympic gold medal. Because of your lack of international experience, but obviously also your superintendent way to perform international, can you give us an assessment of how you think you'll be here?
Well, you know, the Olympics is such an unexpected competition. I'm just going to go out there and try and shoot my best, and you never know what happened. I mean, my practice has been going really well, so.
I'd like to hear with CNN. Tell me about the roller coaster you've been on actually getting back to the Nationals. You've been third up to now. How has that been?
Well, after getting third in Nationals, that was just such an accomplishment for me. I mean, just being able to make the world team and being able to stand on the podium in the Nationals. And then finding out I was in the ultimate, and then finding out I was actually going to the Olympics, I mean, it's just amazing because no other ultimate has ever competed at the Olympics. So I figured I could really focus on worlds because that was definitely what my next competition was. And it's next month, so finding out that I was actually going to get to come here has just been great.
And with respect to the NBC meeting,
welcome.
And all the publicity you received, being cool or overwhelming?
It's very interesting, actually, because I never would have thought that being third national that was that much less publicity. But, you know, it's really strange. The Olympics are such a great competition, and it's open to the world. I mean, so much media, but it's been pretty good. It's pretty cool.
Hi, I'm Cinder from the New York Times. Can you just tell me what it was like back following your town with your friends and then able to hear me kind of reaction that you had around you and
Oh, everyone in Long Island, everyone in New York has been so supportive. I mean, we've gotten so many phone calls, good luck, congratulations, and education. Everyone's been so supportive.
Have you spoken to Michelle Kahn? Is there anything to tell about she gave you kind of next step?
I have not spoken to Michelle, but she has been so gracious for this on TV, and you know, she's been such a role model for everyone in your TV, including me, and you know, I really hope she gets better this way.
Emily, I'm just curious, Violet was obviously a very good college hockey player, a national champion, what kind of impact on your career, your sister's, has his athletic experience had for you?
Well, my whole family has been so supportive. You know, my parents are so supportive, and so is my family and Sarah. And, you know, they're actually all going to be here watching, so it's going to be a big crowd for me.
But being a hockey player specifically, is that in any way, you know, kind of have an effect on what you say in your mindset?
Well, he was a great hockey player. I mean, he won on the D-Day, and then he actually went and got a law degree, and so he has been so supportive of my thinking and their thinking, and he's just been
Hi, Emily. Hi. You come in here, you've sort of been on the schedule to the Nationals, focusing on the world, which are a month away. Can you talk about what changes you have to make your training to sort of help with everything and build your experience easier, the things that you've been planning all along to build up to toward the world that you now have?
Well, after World, we decided that we changed a few things and we could get higher levels on my spins and spirals and, you know, everything to be jumped to try and get a higher benchmark. So, after Nationals, I pretty much worked on that, like, right after, and, you know, I've been feeling really well, and the changes have actually gone great, so I'm really excited to be here. And after we got the call, I had a few days to really focus on those changes and what was going to work and what wasn't.
Carol Bell with NBC. Would you invite your sister and something else?
Fair said, have fun, and just enjoy everything. And so far, that's what I'm doing since I got here yesterday.
we are out to mostly be just led to go further than there's no way to catch. Well, both people are going to be well out there, but we'll be out of body as well.
Yeah, this mission here is such an accomplishment for me, and I don't have any expectations just to go out there and attack everything and stay with us.
I'm wondering how much of this has been promised. Can you talk about what your members were of 2002 and how that helped you prepare for what you're going to
make here? Oh, 2002 is probably my whole family was there cheering for the other. Actually, it's really high because it's the third year. But it was just great to be there and the excitement that when she skated and, you know, the whole, whatever I got to experience, you know, it seemed on the outside, and now that I'm actually going to skating and she's done that, but I think that helped me come to that a little bit.
John, what did you know about the alternate process when all the steps started coming down? Any idea how it would work or how it would work? And then the really important question is, what color would you dress to?
Well, I think that's the most important one. The color of my dress is blue. And being alternate, I just knew that if somebody wasn't going to be able to complete, then I was going to be there. And I didn't really focus much on that because I didn't really think that the alternate would be here. So I was focused in the world, and now that I'm here, it's been great.
Hi, I'm Mark. Arriving here in sort of a similar situation, Sarah is third in national, you've been third in national, roughly the same age. Are you perhaps the same, or does that create more pressure? You wish there were more differences, as you obviously are a different person.
Yeah, I think that's a different person with Sarah, but you know, she's my sister, and everyone's going to compare us sooner or later. So, you know, I'm going to do that in the graduate school a little.
Sarah, very nice to see you here. Sarah, you and your sister are very close. You and your sister are very close, and can you talk a little bit about the differences in personality between the two of you and in your skating style?
Yeah, well, in skating, you know, I think ready to be reflected as a completely different, and, you know, I think every one of my brothers and sisters are really different. That's probably why we get along so well, but, you know, Sarah and I are just two different people, and we both skate, so I guess that's why I get a lot of comparisons, but
just a technical question, Emily. I'm just going to make a triple in both the short and the long, and so what jumps out at you?
Well, after National New York, I'm working on triple triples, and you never know what you might see out there. That means that we're working on them, and if I feel confident that day, then I'm in.
Well, I just want to go out there and, you know, be my best, and I'm just not personal best, and, you know, that whatever happens, happens. I know it's the most exciting to anyone than trying to hurt people's rush, but it's the most exciting to have.
going to be in the building for the first time. I got two photos. And my family said they should come together, acting in the other sports, and hopefully see some benefit, some hockey or skiing or speaking.
Emily, I wonder if you could give us a little bit more insight in your relationship with Sarah and who your best friends and people's rivals and share clothes and, talk a little bit about that relationship.
Yeah, I think it's very important that she is in the Olympic team.